Torah, towards the beginning of Parshah Shoftim, has a pasuk that, at one level, I guess you wouldn't think necessarily associated that much with the world of Machshava, but there's a whole lot of really interesting Torah on it. Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chavez, Lo Sakim Lecha Matzeva Asher Saneh Hashem Elokecha. We are not allowed to. There's a Nisr Doraisa to establish a Matzeva. A Matzeva, Rashi explains, is instead of a Mizbeach, which is composed of lots of different stones that all come together. A Matzeva, Rashi says, is Matzeves Even Achas, is where you would have one stone, Lahakriv Aleha, that you would have one stone that you would be offering karbanos and the like on top of it. And the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to offer anything on top of a Matzeva. Rather, Hashem hates that, the Chumash says. If you want to be able to offer things on top of a Mizbeach, where there are multiple stones, that would be okay. What's so problematic about a Matzeva? What's so problematic about offering things on top of one stone? So the Ibn Ezra understands that the only thing which is aser here is the matzeva which you're going to be building in order to perform the aser of Avodah Zarah. If I'm offering it to Hashem, that's fine. The problem is it's a matzeva that you're putting together for Avodah Zarah purposes. But Rashi and most Rishonim write that it's aser to build a matzeva. It's aser to put down one stone and worship Hashem through that, afilu l'shamayim, even if you have good intentions. What's the problem with it? What's so bad about it? So Rashi explains that even though it was ahuva lo bimei ha'avos, even though the avos offer things on top of a matzeva, when Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, if they wanted to offer something on top of a matzeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all good with that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it now. How come? Because this became the way that the Ovdei Kochavim would worship the Ribbono Shel Olam. So says Rashi, since the Ovdei Kochavim, would worship Avodah Zarah through a matzeva, because Baruch Hu didn't like matzeva anymore, and Hashem said, matzeva is entirely aser. So we're speaking about why exactly, what's so bad with the matzeva. Ebenezer says you're using it to worship Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, even if it's l'shamayim, since the Kananim were using that for Avodah Zarah purposes, the Ribbono Shel Olam was unhappy with it and said, I don't want a matzeva at all to be used. The Ramban has a question, which is a very powerful question. The Ramban asks, I don't understand. The same way the Kananim were worshipping Avodah Zarah through a matzeva, they were also worshipping Avodah Zarah through a Mizbeach. They used all of those things the Psukim indicate when the Kananim would worship Avodah Zarah. So what's so bad about a matzeva? What's so bad about worshipping Hashem on this one-stoned kind of an altar? What's so problematic about it? So we're going to offer two mehalchim, one mehalch of Rav Hirsch, another mehalch of Hashem Yishmuel. Then we'll speak about the way that a variety of chassidim learn this pasuk in a way which I think al derech drush is incredibly, incredibly meaningful. The Shem Yishmuel offers the following pshat. Says Shem Yishmuel, there's a major difference between a mizbeach and a matzeva. A mizbeach, when you offer Hashem by bringing together lots of different stones, what that represents is that you're worshiping Hashem Yisbarach through being part of a klal. You're approaching Hashem as someone who's part of a collective, as part of a nation. And Hashem Baruch Hu very much values that. But to come along and to worship Hashem on one stone, so that's me approaching Ribbono Shel Olam as an individual, as a prat. B'yamei ha'avos, in the time of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that was appropriate. There wasn't yet B'nei Yisrael. But for us, says the same Yishmuel, to approach Hashem and to worship Hashem as not part of all of Klal Yisrael, not by bringing together multiple stones and multiple things, but by standing there just me as an individual, says the same Yishmuel, that's considered to be inappropriate. That's in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't stand. He can't stand a Jew that stands in front of him to worship Hashem, not part of Klal Yisrael, but rather standing independently. Rav Hirsch has another pshat. Rav Hirsch's pshat is a very beautiful one. Rav Hirsch suggests the difference between a matzeva and a mizbeach has to do with what that kind of avodas Hashem represents. In a matzeva, you take one stone and put it down, you're not doing anything. You're taking one of God's creations and you're putting it there. And the form of avodas Hashem that was offered through a matzeva, what you were doing was you were stating to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge of the world. You created the world, you're in control of everything, and that's what a matzeva was. A mizbeach is something which I built. And when you build a mizbeach, which Hashem is, even the things that I do in this world, even the things that I'm very involved in, I want to show and bring towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to sanctify even the things that I built together. Says Rav Hirsch that offering a matzeva, once Torah was given, once Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Torah, it's inappropriate to relate to Hashem as only the Hashem that created the world, and that's it. The way that you have to worship Hashem is by building a mizbeach, by showing the fact that every single thing I do, through Torah, through mitzvot, through halacha, every single thing I do is going to be geared towards Ribbono Shel Olam. Let me just say what we said so far, and hopefully that's clear. The Torah tells you that you're not allowed to build a matzeva. You can't build this, Rashi explains, one stone you can't put down to worship, to be mocked of carbonus as a result. The Ibn Ezra says it's a problem because of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says it's a problem because the Kananim were worshiping through those items, and it's inappropriate because Baruch Hu doesn't like it because it's associated with Avodah Zarah. Ask the Ramban, but they also use Mizbeach. What's so problematic, Dafka, about a matzeva? So Shemi Shmuel says, because the matzeva is one stone, it represents an individual Jew that comes forward, and it's appropriate to worship the Ribbono Shel Olam as part of a klal by bringing things together. Rav Hirsch says, because matzeva represents something which is not as much in line with what Hashem really wants of us nowadays. Because Baruch Hu doesn't want us to relate to Him as just God created the rock and we use that. But we want to be able to something which we built, that everything that we do is supposed to be geared towards Hashem. So Baruch Hu loves a Mizbeach, because a Mizbeach is something which we built and we're subjugating it, we're using it in order to worship the Ribbono Shel Olam. So far, two pshatim. Many of the Hasidim look at this pasuk and have some beautiful, beautiful insights. Al derech drush, al derech remes, that comes out of this pasuk. Losakim l'cha matzeva asher saneh Hashem Elokecha. One pshat, the Mor v'shemesh, says a matzeva is like a permanent kind of a monument. The matzeva is permanent. It's status. It's static. It is where it is. But even nowadays, matzeva in Hebrew is like it's a permanent kind of a monument. It says the Mor v'shemesh the following Torah: V'losakim l'cha matzeva, v'losakim l'cha. Don't establish for yourself a matzeva, ever a sense of permanence. That a Jew is always supposed to be growing. A Jew is supposed to always be pushing himself to do more and more. And v'losakim l'cha matzeva, never make for yourself a permanent status. Like, this is my place and that's it. Asher sanei Hashem Elokecha. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu hates, Kadosh Baruch Hu has no patience for people that are static. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants people that are constantly moving. V'losakim l'cha matzeva. A very similar insight, Dvorka Rebbe, it's quoted in a sefer called Siach Sarfei Kodesh, which is a three-volume compilation of Torah from the Pesach School of Chassidus. Dvorka Rebbe had a very beautiful shot. V'losakim l'cha matzeva, never have your matzeva. Never have just your one set and established way of worshiping the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when a person is worshiping Hashem sometimes, they find something which works for them, and it's good that it works for you. But never have that be the only way that you worship Hashem, because the appropriate behavior today may not necessarily be the appropriate behavior tomorrow. And part of being a good Jew, part of being someone that's connected, v'losakim l'cha matzeva, is about knowing that the way you worship Hashem should never be v'losakim l'cha. Don't establish for yourself a matzeva, a very set, permanent approach, without a degree, without that much flexibility. The Ish Bitzer in Me'a Shiloach, I believe, has a very similar insight, where he takes it even a little bit further. The same way in Avodas Hashem, because Baruch Hu has no patience for a person that's so static, that's set, that's worshiping the same way, because things evolve in life. And the best safer for me to learn today may not be the best safer for me to learn tomorrow. The kind of interaction I had with my roommate today may not be the kind. Says the Ish Bitzer, it's not only true in Ben Adam L'Makom, it's also true when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Says the Me'a Shiloach as follows. Don't be so like stubborn in your Avodas Hashem to only worship Hashem in one particular way. It may have been loved certain avodas in time of the avos, but it's not what we're going for nowadays. And says the Me'a Shiloach also with friends, don't be so stubborn. Don't establish matzevas, permanence with your relationships. It's important to be flexible. And says again, both in different ways, more of a shemesh and ishbitzer. What the Torah is teaching us is to be cautious of establishing permanent things. V'osakim l'cha matzeva. For the more of a shemesh, it's about don't be so permanent. Always continue to grow and to build. Don't be locked into where you are right now. And for the ishbitzer al derech drush, don't be so stubborn. Don't be so stubborn in your avodas Hashem. I gotta switch it up sometimes. And don't be so stubborn in your interactions with others to be as flexible as possible. So the Torah tells us, v'losakim l'cha matzeva, not to build a matzeva and worship Hashem that way. And there's a lot of important Torah here. For the Ibn Ezra, it's a question about Avodah Zarah. For others, even forms of Avodah Hashem, even if my kavana is appropriate, the Torah still asers you to worship Hashem through a matzeva. For Shemi Shmuel, because you're coming alone, and you're supposed to be part of a klal. For the Mor v'Shemesh, because it teaches us the Yisod about always moving and progressing in Avodas Hashem. For the Ishbitzer, because don't be so stubborn, don't be so locked into things. Be a little bit flexible. The Dvorka Rebbe, don't have only one mahalach of worshiping Hashem, but learn from a multiple mahalachim for how to worship the Ribbono Shel Olam. And for Hirsch, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is machshiv those things when we work really hard, when we build a mizbeach, not just take a stone. When you build a mizbeach, that's the kind of thing that Hashem says, I want you to worship me upon that. That's where we show that all the work that we're doing, all the work that we're investing, table to worship. The Ribono Shel Olam, a very, very important Torah for the beginning of the year, and a very important Torah in general. It's not always about Kavanah L'Shem Shamayim. Sometimes it's about, am I doing it the right way? Binding with the klal, using my own skills and talents to bring to the Ribono Shel Olam, and being flexible, being open about exploring new ideas and new ways of connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam. Shkayach, have a wonderful rest of your night.